Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Ever had a big decision to make? I have always been fairly conservative when it comes to big decisions. I like the security of knowing what lies ahead, don't we all? And mostly this trait had served me well. But when I was in my late 20s, I faced a fork in the road, one that was clear. I could see the path ahead, and it would be a nice one. But then there was another path, a road less taken, with a big question mark and nothing clearly visible on the other side. Something inside me said I needed a change, and soon. I took a risk and gave up my full-time job, sold everything I owned, gave up my Sydney apartment, and packed my entire life into two suitcases and moved to London. It was one of the best decisions I have ever made. It paid major dividends. I fulfilled one of my career dreams. I met British celebrities. I saw a Beatle in the concert. I ran a half marathon. I did some traveling, and I married my best friend. But this initial decision did not come without some trepidation. I'm a practical person, and I needed to weigh the pros and cons before giving up a secure life and address. But this experience taught me you can take the fear out of a big decision with some practical steps. Number one, ask the why. If you know the why behind your decision, it will help when the valleys come. And despite what it looks like on social media, there are some real not fun moments living abroad. Number two, calculate the risk. What's your worst case scenario? Mine was that I wouldn't get a job in London. I called recruiters when I wasn't working. Practically, I made sure I had enough funds to last me 3 months without a job. While I was hopeful, I needed the resources to cover me in case the worst scenario did happen. Number three, ask yourself, if you do not do this, what will happen? For me, I would have always had regret. And for me, regret is non-negotiable when I can do something about it. Decide on your non-negotiable and explore all other options at your disposal. Number four, take the next small step and see how it feels. For me, the next small step was looking at the visa requirements. I researched it and it was easier than I imagined, so I just needed to commit. If unsure of the big decision, take one step towards it and gauge your response to it. Follow your peace, pray your heart out, and see where it leads. Number five, put a deadline on it. I wanted to save a certain amount of money before moving overseas, and I did. As soon as that number was in my account, I decided I would either move overseas or invest. And somehow, moving seemed to be the only option for me. Number six, prepare for what you can and accept what you can't. I didn't know where I would live before booking my ticket, so I just didn't worry about it. But not worrying does not mean inaction. I took massive action by direct emailing and calling companies I wanted to work for. So when I arrived, I already had coffee meetings set up with potential employers. There's no use in wasting energy stressing out about what you can't control. Take action, accept what you can't change, and let God do the rest. Number seven, insert fun in the journey. I knew I would have mixed feelings about leaving my family for 5 years and starting a whole new chapter. So I made sure I had something fun to look forward to. My sister and I booked a trip to the Amalfi Coast in Italy, which helped me unwind and prepare for my new London life. It's difficult to appreciate the journey sometimes, but you have to insert some good times and proper R&R along the way. So when I arrived in London, I was rested and ready to take on this new journey. For me, the greatest lesson from this experience was to stop thinking and to start doing. I found that awesome things happen when you start taking action. As Dale Carnegie says, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit at home and think about it. Get out and get busy. Where God guides, He provides. In Philippians 4:6, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ." I can't say I felt at ease at every point on that journey, but I can tell you, when you're confident God is calling you somewhere, be confident in His provision. Take action and trust Him. If you need some coaching or God-sense advice, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.